So last time we were discussing the question of the geder of Melachas Borer, and today we'll consider a very important question in its own right, which may be related to that question as well. The Gemara on the Brayso on Daf Ayin Dalin Rud Aleph says, "Hayu lefanav shnei minei ochlin," and discusses Borer, when it's mutter, when it's aser, when it's chayiv. So Rashi says, we're not goreish shnei minei ochlin. At first glance, presumably that's because Rashi holds that you need ochel and psolas to be chayiv for borer, and shnei minei ochlin is not shayach to borer, because there's no psolas. Tosfos agrees that you also need ochel and psolas to be chayiv for borer, but he says that you can be goreish this lashon because the ochel that you don't want, subjective psolas, also qualifies as psolas. So according to Tosfos, you need ochel and psolas to be chayiv for borer. But if I don't like the black jelly beans, so then the black jelly beans are psolas, and it's shayach borer, even though jelly beans are technically ochel, when I separate the red and the blacks, there is in fact ochel and psolas. The Rambam, Perek Ches Halacha Yudeis, writes, "Haborer ochel mitoch psolas, o shayu lefanav shnei minei ochlin, ubira min vimin, acher v'navakim v'chayiv," etc., etc. So the Rambam holds that you're chayiv for shnei minei ochlin. He doesn't mention anything about subjective psolas, and certainly the implication is that he holds that it's shayach borer, even with shnei minei ochlin. He would be goreis shnei minei ochlin nar gemara. And he doesn't need to say, like Tosas, that one of them is really a psolas. Now, presumably, so according to Rambam, okay, seemingly, at first glance, there should be no difference for the Rambam at all between ochel and ochel versus ochel and psolas. We'll see the Beis Yosef is medayik, that even Rambam agrees that with respect to the Gader of La'alter, there might actually be a difference. So we'll return to that a little later, but the basic point that's explicit in the Rambam is that if you're mevar, shnei minei ochlin, you're chayiv. You don't need for psolas. Even assorting is going to be a violation of borer. This question of whether you're chayiv for shnei minei ochlin or not seems to be a machlokas actually in Yerushalmi, in Zayin Beis. Yerushalmi says, "Bir ochlim mitoch ochlim, chizki amar chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan amar pater." So that could be the machlokas Yerushalmi. In other words, Rashi certainly holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam holds like Chizkiah. Tosis is unclear. If we're talking there about a case where there's a subjective psolas, so then Tosis would be like Chizkiah. If we're talking about a case over there where there's no subjective psolas, in other words, there's two minim, and they're both equally good or equally bad, so then the Tosis would be like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what is this machlokas? What are they arguing about? So one possibility, in light of what we were talking about last time, might be, how do you define the malacha? In other words, if the malacha is defined as hasar sapsolas, the way perhaps we saw last time from the Balamor, so then if you are bar ochel from ochel, that's not bar, there's no psolas. And that would be Rashi Shita. If the malacha is tikkun ha-ochel, so then it would depend. That's exactly what we saw the Bir Halacha say. You could argue that if the getter, the malachas tikkun ochel, you should be pater in this case, because since they're both ochel, there's no tikkun. That was the Yeshuas Yaakov's own shita. But the Bir Halacha said, no, you could fundamentally hold like the Yeshuas Yaakov that the getter is tikkun ochel, but say that it's mesukun when it's purified. In other words, even though they're both ochel, it's better off when they're separated.
But why would you assume that I'm held in that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, from this halacha, that the Rambam says you are chayiv for ochel from ochel, either that would be an indication that he holds like the Ramban, that's what the Yeshuas Yaakov would say, or you could say like the Bir Halacha, which is that no, he holds like the Yeshuas Yaakov, but this constitutes a tikkun.
But if he doesn't say psolas, so why would you assume that it constitutes a tikkun?
It's a tikkun because no, it's a tikkun without psolas because I'd rather these be separated. I have silverware, right? I just washed my dishes, nice forks and spoons. I would like to separate them and put the spoons in the spoon component, the forks in the fork component, and the knives in the knife component. So tomorrow when I set the table, it'll be nice and easy, right? So there's no psoles, but there's a tikkun. What's the tikkun? You're better off with your silverware sorted than your silverware mixed up, right? So there is a, you could have a tikkun, but without any psoles. You don't have to assume that you need psoles for tikkun. That's exactly the point that the Gemara is making. Okay. Good. Now, first, we have to question whether our reading of Rashi is so pashat. In other words, is it so obvious that Rashi actually holds, like we were saying, that from the fact that he takes out the gears of Shnei Minei Ochlin, he's telling us that you need true psoles. He's rejecting Rambam and even rejecting Tosus. Is that a good deal? So one reason to question that deal is because later on in this very same page, the Gemara has another brisa that also says Shnei Minei Ochlin, and here Rashi was not mochik the gears, so he didn't say anything. So maybe he thinks that it is shayach. Now, you could say that maybe Rashi was mochik here also. He doesn't say anything, but maybe he expected you to figure that out. The siyunim on the Oz V'Hadar Gemara's mention that some achronim say that possibility. So you can't, that's a possibility, but it is noteworthy that he doesn't at least spell it out. Now, if you were to say, let's say you held that Rashi held like the Rambam, right? In other words, it says Shnei Minei Ochlin in the later Brison. Rashi doesn't take it out, so he sells it Shayach to be Chai for Shnei Minei Ochlin. So why would he take it out the first time? The answer might be very simple. Because with respect to the first Brisa, the Gemara's analysis takes for granted that there's Psolas, right? Remember some of the interpretations of the Moraim of that first Brisa is if you're Bar Ochlin from Psolas, it's Mutter. If you're Bar Psolas from Ochlin, you're Chayach. So you couldn't be Gores Shnei Minei Ochlin in a first brisa, not because it's inconceivable to have Boer for Shnei Minei Ochlin. No, maybe he fully agrees with the Rambam. It's just that from the Amoraic analysis of that brisa, you see that the Girsa was not Shnei Minei Ochlin because he rejects Tosfos. He rejects Tosfos. He holds that subjective psolas is irrelevant. So he learns like the Rambam and he takes out the Girsa because the Gemara in the Amoraim explained that first brisa as talking about having Ochlam Solas. So maybe, I don't really think there's any raya from Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph that the Rashi rejects Rambam. So, is there a raya from anywhere else? Maybe there's another place where perhaps we could be Medayik Rashi Shita. So perhaps that is the Gemara in Daf Kuf Mem. The Mishnah on Kuf Lamed Tef Lamed Beis says something very strange. You're allowed to put a beitza b'misanena shel chardal. So you have some type of misanena, some type of strainer, some types of kli that's going to separate the white and the yellow of the egg. And why would someone do this? Because they are trying to color their mustard. Mustard isn't yellow enough. They want yellow mustard. So they're going to use the egg yolk to color their mustard yellow. So they need to separate the yolk from the, what's it, the albinum?
Albumin.
Chelmon. Chelbon, yeah. Right. So they want to separate the yolk from the chelbon.
It's membrane.
Anyhow, and here they're doing a kli, so I would have expected this to be absolutely chayef, but the Mishnah says it's mutter. The Gemara says, why should that be mutter? Shein osin osala lagavein. In other words, you don't really care about the content of the food. Your goal is to color your food. Who cares? Rashi explains, She'ein osin osa el legavin, l'mare ha-shachelmon yafe legavin v'lo ha-chelbon, hilkach, idi v'idi ochel hu, v'ein kan breiras psolas me'ochel. Sounds like Rashi is saying that to be chai for bar, you need breiras psolas from ochel. And here, idiv yidi ochel. So, ochel me ochel is in bar. So here, from this Rashi, we do see that Rashi rejects the Rambam. Rashi's telling us, it's not shaykh barer when there's ochel the ochel. This is ochel the ochel, right? The white and the yellow of the eggs are both ochel. I happen to only want the yellow legavein, but they're both ochel. And therefore, it's mutter. So this would be a wonderful raya that Rashi disagrees with the Rambam. And that our initial understanding of Rashi is correct. The only problem with this is still, why does it make any sense? Meaning to say, Lemaiso, who cares if I want the chalmon to color my mustard or I want the chalmon to eat? Why is there any difference? And don't tell me, because, you know, there's only boer for food, because Rashi happens to say that you could have boer for non-food, right? The Rashi, another daf from now, you might not have gotten there yet, on daf Ayin Hey talks about how many malachos you could technically violate when weaving a basket, making a basket, and one of them is boer. So Rashi, you don't need technically, you need food. So I don't understand the Rashi in the first place, right? Why should it be, just because it's only legavein, why should that be relevant? So presumably Rashi is saying something along the lines of, you need ochel and psoles, and there has to be a significant contrast between the ochel and psoles. And here, where I only need it legavein, the ochel with respect to the psoles is not really too much of a contrast. They're both ochel. They're really the same. It's not just that you need ochel and psoles, and you need there to be a real contrast between the ochel and psoles. Here, where it's enuel legavein, so it's basically ochel from ochel. That's what sounds like from Rashi. We'll consider another possibility in Rashi in a second. That's what it sounds like, at least for the simple reading of Rashi. Because you need ochel and psoles, and here, since they're both basically the same, it just one is slightly better with respect to its ability to color my mustard. So therefore, this is ochel and ochel, and whenever you have ochel and ochel, there is no boer. And you could give a similar type of explanation for tosis as well. As even though there is a preference here, again, the preference is so insignificant, right? Food coloring, that's not very important. Taste is important for food, right? We had that last year when we talked about the machlokas rishonim and achronim about whether something that's nicker in the color but not in the taste would be batel or not. If you have non-kosher food coloring, what's the halacha? Many are matir, or at least say certainly there's no tom kicker device, even though it's nicker, because it's not very important. There's no significant contrast here. And again, even with entosis, you can read the Gemara that way. But this reading of the Gemara that Rashi suggests is certainly impossible for Rambam, right? Because Rambam says you don't need any psoles at all. Ochel and ochel is always chayv, right? Rashi says, why is this pater? Because it's ochel and ochel, give shmak. Ochel and ochel, according to Rambam, is mamish classical boer. So that would be a big problem on the Rambam. Except the Rambam has a totally different explanation of this Gemara. If you take a look in Perek Ches Halacha Yudalit, and it's more spelled out actually in the Pirush Mishnayos over there. I don't want to get into the details now, but the Rambam understands the Gemara is totally different than Rashi. It means that it's edible without it. In other words, there's a principle when we talk about Mishamer, we'll get to it a little later, but when you do Mishamer, when you do filtration, but it's drinkable without it, right? I filter my water in a filter, but I drink the water unfiltered. I just prefer it filtered, so then that's not usher. And that's the pshat over here when it's in all the agave. That's what the Gemara. Totally different pshat than Rashi. So, it's great. Rambam. This Gemara, if you translate the Gemara like Rashi, Rashi's Lashitaso, and we could also say the Rambam's Lashitaso. He couldn't possibly read the Gemara that way, and in fact, he doesn't. So, that's one mahalach to go. You could say another mahalach, though, to explain that Gemara over there in Daf Kof Mem. And this is the way, more or less, the Magen Avraham says it. It's a tricky sugya. You take a look. Everybody has a different explanation over there. The Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Primer. It's a big mess. But the way the Magen Avraham more or less understands that sugya, I think, is that the pshat of Enol Lagave means it's only min echad, which is a point that we started talking about last time, that you need shnei minim to be boer. If you have min echad, it's not boer. The egg is considered one min, not two. Why? Because it's enuel legavein. It's enuel legavein. In other words, let's say you ate the chalmon and the chalbon was chves, inedible, wasn't edible. So then we would say, yeah, that's shnei minim, right? The chalmon and the chalbon are shnei minim. But since they're both edible, one is just useful as food coloring and one isn't. So we don't have Shnei Minim here. We have Menachad. Ah, Menachad. So there's no, it's not shaykh to the world of Bara whatsoever. And that's why even a Kli is Mutter. In other words, just to say out the two possibilities, right? According to the first pshat that we gave for Rashi, the pshat is there are two Minim here, but there's Eichel and Eichel. There are two Minim here, but it's okay because Beres Ochel Meyochel is okay. According to the second pshat, we're saying is no. Beres Ochel Meyochel, if there's actually two Minim, is Chayef. The reason why it's Mutter is because it's Min Echad. Now, this would allow you to read the Gemara like Rashi, meaning to say we're talking here about splitting the white from the yellow for purposes of dyeing your mustard yellow, but still fundamentally learning like the Rambam. Again, it's not the way the Rambam happens to read the Gemara, but it's conceivable, which we'll see is very important in terms of when we get to how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So again, B'kitzur Nimratz, there are three possible positions we're saying for Borer in general, right? There is Rashi, who says that it's only Shaykh Borer when you have Ochel and Psoles objectively defined. There's Tosfos, who says it's Shaykh to have Borer if you have Ochel and Psoles even subjectively defined. And then we have the Rambam, who says it's Shaykh Borer even when you have only Ochel and Ochel. And likewise, there are three ways to read the Gemara on Daf Kof Mem. Number one is the reason why it's mutter is because it's ochel and ochel. And since it's considered ochel and ochel because there's not contrast between them, but there are two minim here, and as long as it's ochel and ochel, it's mutter. Possibility two, the Magen Avraham, the reason why it's mutter is because it's menachad. And possibility number three, the Rambam's reading that the reason why it's mutter is because you're just doing filtration when anyway it's edible. Okay, good. Now, and then let's go back to our question before. So what's the halacha when it comes to separating ochel from ochel when, again, you're going to die to laniach shnehem, right? So again, the example we gave before was sorting the silverware. Right? You could have it with food also, but sorting the silverware. No psoles. It's not la'alter. When it's la'alter and it's ochel, ochel, it's always mutter. It's biad, because whatever you take is ochel. Right? So sorting the silverware for immediate use certainly is going to be okay. It doesn't matter. You take the knife, the spoon, the fork, it's all good. Right? But if you want to separate, sort the silverware for later use, so what would that be? So according to Rashi and Tosus, presumably it's going to be totally okay. And according to the Rambam, it would be a Chiyuv Chatas. Again, the Prima Gadim, the Bir Halacha in Sif Gimel quotes that the Prima Gadim is Mesupik about this case, and the Prima Gadim wanted to say it's Mutter because of the Gemara of the Misanena Shochardal, right? Misanena Shochardal, if you read it like Rashi, says, Ochel Ochel's Mutter. We paskin Misanena Shochardal's Mutter. So, we paskin Eichel v'Eichel's Mutter. So therefore, you should be able to sort your silverware for later use. And the Bir Halacha says, Prima Gadim, what are you talking about? That's a great pshat for Rashi, but look, the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, Eichel v'Eichel is Chayev. Right? So you can't possibly be matir sorting the silverware for later. What are you going to do about the Gemara by Misanenes? Right? So, within the Rambam itself isn't a problem, because you could just say, oh, that's not how he read the Gemara. But, of course, we paskin like Rashi's reading of the Gemara by the Chardal, right? By the Misanen Shochardal. The Shulchan Aruch also paskins that you're allowed to split your egg using the egg splitter for purposes of mustard making. So that option doesn't remain. So one answer you could have done is you could have whipped out the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham will allow you to say both. Magen Avraham could say, yeah, fundamentally you hold like the Rambam, that Eichel v'Eichel is Chayev. And also, that you're allowed to split the egg because it's minachad. That l'chor would answer the question. The Bir Halacha himself has a different answer. L'shitaso. Remember, the Bir Halacha from last time was really into the Shus Yankif. Shus Yankif says what? That it's only bayrar when there's some type of real tikkun. He says that's a pshat in the Gemara. Tein ol agavein. That's not much of a tikkun. That's not so substantial. That's not so important. Like we said before, it's just food coloring. Food coloring is not very important, right? What's important in food is how it tastes, not how it looks. Don't tell the food magazines, right? That's what's important. What it tastes like ain't all agave. So, therefore, even the Rambam could agree that it's going to be mutter. Again, the Rambam himself doesn't learn that way necessarily, but conceivably he could agree with that. You could learn like the Rambam that ochel be'ochel is chayav. But when is ochel be'ochel chayav? Only when there's a significant tikkun al yedei, the sorting of the ochel from ochel, right? And memela, when this sorting is only for purposes of legavein, it's ochel be'ochel, but it's not such an important tikkun, so therefore it's going to be mutter. That's the way Rir Halacha understands the hachra'a of the Shulchan Aruch. Good. So all that's in terms of ochel from ochel. What about the opposite question? What about psoiles from psoiles? Now this is actually a very common question. For example, you have in my sink, I have a, what are they called? The things at the bottom of the sink? A shtickle. Strainer. Right? Mama's a strainer. A klishel boiler. Right? And what's the purpose of the strainer? When you put things in your sink, you want the liquids to go down the drain and the solids not to go down your drain, because if the solids go down your drain will get clogged up, right? And you don't want to put the liquids down your drain because you don't want to put your liquids in the garbage, because then you'll make a big mess and you don't, you know, you'll... So you need to basically, what I have some garbage, right? And I need to figure out a way how to be mevarer the psoilus from the psoilus, right? And the only way to do this is with a kli. And this is a tikkun. This is a tikkun. Why is it a tikkun? Because I need them separated, right? I can't put... I have no way of disposing of this tyrivus of psoilus and psoilus without separating it. Can't put it in the garbage and I can't put it down the sink unless I use a kli shel boirer to be mevarer. So, sounds like a problem. Now, this is a Raya l'choira, that it's Asher, from Eritva in Ayin Dalet Rav. Maybe the most confusing part of the Gemara of Boer is the Tormesin Gemara. Whatever exactly Tormesin are. Lupine beans. Agav. I looked on Wikipedia, and it says that, Taka, you need to cook lupine beans a lot of times, or for a long time. It doesn't say seven. They're almost there. Anyhow, so... Yeah. If it was, he would have written seven. So. Okay, he didn't want to get caught. So, anyway, Tormesin. So, the Ritva, commenting on Rashi's interpretation of Tormesin, writes like this. Upir shubo, kiyesh, and remember, there we're dealing with a chiyuv chatas, right? Kiyesh mena Tormesin shem gasin v'chashuvim v'tzrichem bishol shava zimnin v'yesh mehan gruim v'day lam v'shlika shloisha pa'amim. V'sholkim osam biyachad shloisha pa'amim. V'ilu menichem osam miravim yoser masrichin elu v'elu. So here we have a problem, right? There's high quality lupine beans here and low quality lupine beans here in your pot together, right? The low quality, Rashi says, I don't know, because they cook quicker because the bugs make little holes in them or something like that. Anyway, so there's this problem, right? The low-quality ones cook after 3 times. The high-quality ones need 7 times. I've already cooked it 3 times, so I can't separate it, right? Now, look, what would I do during the week? I would separate them, right? I would separate the low-quality from the high-quality, right? Lefikach borin mosam. Because if I don't separate them, everything is going to get wrecked. V'chol echad min aminim chashev psoilus. So why is it chayev? Zok de ritva. Because this is psoilus from psoilus. Hamishubachim are psoles. Why? Because they're not yet ready yet. They still need another 4 cookings. The gruim are psoles because they're gruim, right? Because they are low quality, grade B lupine beans. So we have over here psoles from psoles. Ulefikach ein takana livrosam bishabis. Vizet derech pirsh rashi zel. How does the Ritva explain Rashi? This is the middle pshat in Rashi. So the pshat in Rashi is psoilas from psoilas is chayev. And this is psalus from Silas. There are psalus for two different reasons. One is psalus because it's grade B. One is psalus because it's half-cooked. But it's psalus from psalus. And that's the chiddush of the Gemara, right? By Tormason. Now, you would have thought, you know, I would have thought, if I was asked the question before seeing the Gemara, I would have said, okay, I probably would have thought that the ones that are ready now are ochel, and the ones that are not ready now, even though they happen to be grade A, are psalus. Or maybe look at it the other way. I would have said that grade A is ochel, and grade B is psalus, even though they happen to be ready. But the chiddush of the Gemara of Tormason is no. They're both psalus. Psalus for different reasons, but they're both psalus, and therefore it's chiyuv chatas. As I zok the ritva, bedas Rashi. Now, one problem with that is that didn't Rashi pater ochel from ochel the way we just explained it? Right? Presumably, if you hold ochel from ochel is pater, so too psalus from psalus is pater. So let's look at Rashi inside and try to figure out what Rashi, if we can figure this out for Rashi. So, as we noted, Rashi has three pshatim based off of three girsos. And we'll try to understand how each pshat works for Shitas Rashi. So, the first pshat, the girsa, is v'ilo shakli le misrach. So what's going on over there? You're talking about separating the tormesin from the klipos. And even though it's, you know, I would have thought that's ochel from psoles, because the tormesin are the ochel and the klipos are the psoles. But it's not true, because since the tormesin are not yet edible, so the tormesin are psoles. So it's actually like psoles from ochel. Now, according to this pshat, the klipos are psoles. So according to this pshat, I think, right? Psoles from psoles is chayev. That's what would come out from this girsa, this first pshat. Now,
isn't Rashi saying that it's like functioning as both?
Okay, but the reason why it's chayev is psoles from psoles, right? So l'chora, that's a stira to Rashi from chardal. Now we could answer, we could answer that it's not such a big deal. And I'll look in a second, but it could, because, okay, Rashi doesn't really like this pshat at the end of the day. His preferred explanation is the second one. And also, you could explain the Chardal case, like the Magen Avraham, and say that the Chardal is only mutter because it's Shnei Minim. Sorry, it's Menachad, and this is truly Shnei Minim. Yeah, you had a question?
I mean, he's saying it's because it's Kipsos and Kelchaocha.
But in reality, it's Psolus from Psolus, no? Because you can't say it's psoles from ochel. Understand? You're taking out the beans from the garbage. So what Rashi's saying is that psoles from psoles is aser because it's like psoles from ochel. You can't say that the psoles is ochel because it's not. According to this pshat, the whatever it is, the shells or the like, is garbage.
No, but it's only garbage elsewhere. Isn't he saying that
it's garbage because it's garbage? No.
But if you don't do something, it's going to be garbage.
And so even if I do something, it's garbage.
But is he saying if...
But, right? It's garbage.
But right now, it's not.
It is garbage. Right now, it is garbage. Even, right? It's garbage. It's
klipos.
What are you going to do with it? It's garbage. Misrach, right? Filo shakli lei lo chomitoch apsoiles. If you don't take the ochel from the psoiles, right? So then... it's going to turn into mush, garbage, junk, misrach, vehilkach, ochel, nami, kolzman, shmur, rev, bo, habik, psalus. Since kolzman, that the ochel is mixed in with this psalus, the ochel is also like psalus.
Umihu ochelu.
Umihu ochelu, the tormis in our ochel. Umach merina, na le, let me have a. So when you take out the beans, even though really it's ochel from psoles, we're treating it as psoles from psoles. Right? So it's clear that psoles from psoles is aser. Really what you're doing, you would have thought it's mutter because it's ochel from psoles. Kamash Milan, it's aser because it's psoles from psoles. Okay. Second pshat in Rashi. So again, this would... this pshat does pose a question for Rashi in light of what he says by Chardal, but you could perhaps answer the question if you say the Prima Gadim, or you say Rashi really rejects this pshat. Okay, pshat number two. So the girsa is v'ilo shalki le misrach. So what's the pshat here? We're talking about, like we said before, the ones that were the grade A ones that require seven cookings, from the grade B ones that require only three cookings, and that's considered solas from ochal. So that's the way I read it, as I understood that according to Temshat, the pshat is you're taking up solas from ochal. What's the psoles? The ones that are not ready. What's the ochel? The ones that are ready. In other words, grade A is psoles because it's inedible. Grade B is ochel. The reason why it's aser here is because you're taking psoles from ochel. So the way I read Rashi, there's no contradiction between what he says here and Chardal. It's only a problem, and so Rashi's glot. Again, you could also say like the Magen Avraham, that would also work for Rashi. And finally, pshat number
three
in Rashi, Rabbeinu Halevi. So their girsa is v'i shkili le misrach. In other words, that what you're taking, you know, between your fingers is going to melt, and it's going to be like solas from ochel because it's going to turn into garbage. Okay, that one doesn't really pose any issues. It's an interesting pshat. Fine. So again, what's going to be if you're barep solas from ochel? So let's think about it. So according to the Ritva, Bidas Rashi, it's awesome. According to Arhavan and Rashi, not necessarily a problem. According to Tosfos, Pashtus, it should be okay. And according to the Rambam, it should vade bichayev, right? So therefore, this question of the sink strainer, what would the halacha be? I would have thought that since it's a kli, and it's psoilas from psoilas, it should be aser and maybe even chayev. Okay, maybe it's Eden Shechuluf, I don't know. But certainly aser. And don't tell me it's mutter because there's no tikkun, because there is a tikkun, right? Because without this, I have no ability to get rid of my refuse. That's what I would have thought. However, and again, even though within Rashi, it's unclear whether it's aser or not, and within Tosfos, certainly it should be mutter, but since, like we said before, we paskin like the Rambam, it should be aser. But if you look at the poskim, they're matir. And the rye they bring is from Beitzim and Misaneness. Right? If you're going to be mako for Beitzim and Misaneness, because Edavidi Ocho, like Rashi said, so Kavachom will be mako over here. So how are we going to explain that? How are we going to explain that? So again, I think we could go back to the two explanations we gave for Beitzim and Misaneness. Aliba demai de kaimalan that ochel from ochel zasa, right? So, what were those two explanations? The first explanation was the Magen Avraham, and you could say here too, it's Magen, it's min echad. Garbage is garbage, right? When we say something is mutter because it's min echad, we're not saying it's the same thing, because if it was the same thing, then it wouldn't be Boroshail at all. Right? Every time we're matir, because something is minachad, we're saying, even though you have two different things over here, halachically we see it as minachad, not two things, but one thing, because of the insignificance of the differences between them, or the close-knit connection, or the like, something along those lines. And therefore, if you're willing to say that the white and the yellow are minachad, because it's enwal l'gavein, so again, I'll say that the clumpy garbage and the liquid garbage are also minachad, because it's garbage. It's going in the garbage one way or the other, okay? One's going to go in the sink garbage, and one's going to go in the garbage can garbage. But what is it? Garbage. And that's one way to be matir. And the other way to be matir it, if you follow, you want to say more along the lines of the Bir Halacha, to say, no, even though there obviously is some tikkun here, right? What's the tikkun? Because this is the only way I know how to dispose of my refuse, but it's not a significant tikkun, right? Why not? At the end of the day, it's garbage. So just like we said by Beitza b'misanenes, that's in l'gavein, that's not, again, there is some tikkun, but it's not a significant tikkun, and therefore it's mutter, says the Bir Halacha. So too, over here. In other words, what the post can basically say is whatever heter you're going to give for the Chardal case, you could use the same type of logic to be matir this. That's not the way exactly they put it, but that's what comes out the way we were menasech it. If you want to know some names that are matir this, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalid, Ayin Dalid, Borer Dalid, Rav Eliashiv and Rav Zilber, both quoted in Ayil Mishulash, and Atzitz Eliezer, he is the most expansive treatment of this. It's Chelek Zayin, Simen Yud Beis. And take a look, especially Oschas over there. Okay, good. So Lamaisa, though I think it's a little bit of a chiddush, but the poskim are matir this. Everybody does it, right? Ma'asim Chol Yom. Nobody even thinks about the fact that they use their restrainers on Shabbos. Willig is Megal, even with Mamish a strainer and Marisha Kolel, right? I don't know if they still have to do this, but they take the, let's say there's leftover soup, right? Soup is mixed with soup and noodles. So, and use a strainer. So if you're doing, so using a strainer to strain soup, to throw it out, is okay. Interestingly enough. Okay, good. Now, we mentioned before that Rambam Shita is Ochel Me'ochel Chayev, right? And we said, oh, what's the Shana Rambam? How does he define the Melacha? Melacha is sorting, is separating, right? And therefore, as long as you have two minim, it doesn't matter that both of them are Ochel, you're Chayev, as opposed to Rashi and Tosfos, as we said before. However, the Beis Yosef notes that, even though that's true, there still is a difference, even for the Rambam, between Ochel Me'ochel versus Psalos Me'ochel. What is the difference? The difference comes out when it comes to the Shear of La'altar. So what is the Shear of La'altar? We haven't really talked too much about this yet. We'll get to it soon, Bezos Hashem, but the Gemara says that Borer is sometimes mutter when it's La'altar. So what is La'altar? So the Beis Yosef has a bunch of different Chitos. First he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, which is cited by a number of Rishon and the Rush and the Ran and others, that the Shir of La'altar is Shir Mashemesiv al Hashulchan Osas Uda Bilvad. So if you eat anything during that meal that you're at, that is La'altar. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the quoted by the Beis Yosef, has a tremendous kula. Shimu Boer Achar Seuda Kol Shimbor Latar Seuda Acheras Vosa Yom Pe'atzmo Havi La'altar. As long as it's for the next meal, that's already La'altar. But the imuk it's a huge kula versus rach, but there's also maybe a shtukel chumra. The imuk shu betoch suda borer eno yachol livor el letzarch osa suda. Well, that okay. Well, that
does everyone agree with that interpretation of Rabbi Yeruchim?
I don't know. Right now, I just read the basics.
You're looking savage. Never told away.
Could be. But well, that's what the base. That's what the basis says. Das Rabbi Yeruchim. Then he quotes the Mordechai that Dafka Lahaschiv Alechal Acha Bre Raso Shari of Alechal Lachar Shah, it's Kibar Laotzar, meaning to say you could theoretically start many hours before your meal as long as you finish the Breira right before you eat. Right? So if I'm sorting the silverware for my meal and making shefa brachos, there's 100 people there, so it's going to take me an hour and a half to sort the silverware. That's okay. That's all altar, even though it's an hour and a half before I'm actually in the meal. Begin. Okay, those are the three standard chitos. And then he quotes the Rambam, and he says the Rambam has a chiluk. There's a difference between the altar when it comes to ochel me'ochel versus the altar when it comes to solos from ochel. And Beis Yosef notes, even in general, more specifically, the Beis Yosef, though he says you're chayv for both, starts splitting between the two. Now, the Rambam doesn't say this behedya, but the Beis Yosef thinks it's a very good deal. So, what is the Rambam saying? When it comes from solos from Ochel, you're chayv, even if it's for 3-4 hours later, and it's only going to be mutter if it's la'alter. So again, the lesson of the Rambam is you're chayv afilu Bayom. But when the Rambam discusses this shear with respect to Shnei Minei Ochlin, the Rambam implies that you're only chayev if you're bar shachris for arvis. Kigon shabir shachris la'achol bein arbaim chayev. So, I don't know what that is. 6 hours, 7 hours, right? That's when you're chayev. But if it's lebo bayom, if it's 3 or 4 hours, those numbers are from the Beis Yosef. Again, you don't have to accept his numbers, Be'etzem, but the diuk for the Rambam is a very strong diuk regardless. The shear is much smaller when it comes to ochel from when you're dealing with the taroas ochel and psilas. So what's the pshat in this? Very strange, right? Once you're going to define the malacha like the Rambam, who says that the malacha is ochel from ochel, the malacha is any type of sorting, so why should la'alter make any difference? So l'chora, what the pshat is that the Rambam says you're chai from ochel, but the ikker malacha is a taroas ochel solas, like in the classical case of Sidur Depas. In other words, this brings us back to what we talked about, I think, on the first year. There's the malacha broadly defined, and then there's the more narrow version of the malacha. And the classical borer, is when there's ochel and psoles. Kain, now you don't have to say mamish this way, but it's mashal kain, like we talked about before, betolda detolda. In other words, if something is twice removed from the malacha, it might even be mutter. So, what's the idea? So the Gemara uses a very interesting kalasha. It says, lebo bayom, nase kebar la'aitzar, and your chayev. So what kind of lashon is that? Right? Bar bayom is like aitzar, is there for your chayev. So what the Gemara sounds like it's saying is that what's classical borer? Bar la'aitzar. That's the classical borer. And there's this chiddush. Even a boba yom is a classical otzar, because classical otzar is you put it in a warehouse and you know you're going to take it out a day later, a week later, a month later. Boba yom is not classical boer. But boba yom is nasik boer otzar and it's chai. Okay, good. And you know what else the Rambam says? Oichel from oichel is also not classical boer, but it's close enough to classical oichel that you're chai. But if it's twice removed from the ikker tzur of the malacha, namely, it's lebo bayom, but not lo tzar, plus it's not ochel from psoles, but it's ochel from ochel, then that's okay. Big chiddush in the Rambam.
Happy?
What?
Are you happy with that?
I think that if you... That's... The best way I could understand the base, the Rambam is understood by the Beis Yosef. Anybody have a better shot?
I thought the Rambam said you're chayiv from the morning to the afternoon.
Yes, so the only time you only chayiv is morning to afternoon, as opposed to.
No, that's not. Right.
So that's the point. Ochel from ochel, we don't say bo bayom is nasa ka'otzer.
It is nasa ka'otzer. That's your chayiv.
I said it wrong. Thank you. What I was taking from that Gemara is that bo bayom is kotzer. Good. Now, if you hold like the Beis Yosef's diuk, 3 hours later is not that, but it's still chayim. Right? In other words, it's further from the tzuras hamalacha.
I'm not sure why Rabbi needs to. I only got
from that Gemara the following. An inspiration. That Gemara was mayor to me that there's this concept of Borer Laotzar. And now our question is, you know, how close to Borer Laotzar are you going to be? And in light of that diuk from the Gemara, I'm going to use that idea to explain the Rambam. Okay. Now, it happens to be, by the way, that the Beis Yosef himself makes this diuk. He says, I don't know why this would be. So the Beis Yosef makes the diuk. Maybe he didn't think of what I said, or he did, and like Aaron thought it was preposterous.
I think it's compelling after second thought. Because by psoles min psoles, there's not really a tikkun ochel, so therefore... It's too meaning okay, the tikkun ochel formulation. Yeah. I think is easier.
Now it's not just the Ramban, by the way, that this chiluk is true in. The Ramban, in a different context, makes the same chiluk that the Rambam does. The Ramban is Ein Dalet Aleph. It's a very long Ramban, But I don't want to go through all the details, but at least at one stage in the Gemara, he holds that you're chayav for shnei minei ochlin, but there's a chiluk between shnei minei ochlin versus taravos ochlin psolus. When it comes to shnei minei ochlin, it's mutter, even by kinon v'tamchoy, mashein ken when it comes to a taravos of ochel and psolus. Right? And that's why he says, according to Ravashi, it's pater by kinon v'tamchoy lebo bayom, mashein ken if it's a taravos of ochel and psolus. Right? So, it's the same idea, though, in a different context, which is that ochel, may ochel's chayev, but it's not ikker, brera, and therefore there are going to be certain leniencies. So you see that distinction in a couple of Rishonim, possibly. Now, what's sort of interesting is that first of all, maybe this could explain another halacha, right? So the Mishnah Brura notes that kinun v'tamchoy is chayev if you're borlachar's ban, but if it's walter, it's pater. Why? Because it's not derech breva. If it's not derech breva, then why am I chayev lachar's ban? Right? So what you see, perhaps one way to understand this halacha, and there are other manifestations of this principle, is again that there's a certain type of continuum, and there's what I'm calling classical borer, and the closer you are to it, the more you're going to be chayev, and the further you are from it, the more you're going to be pater. And again, different Rishonim and Lemaisa, different Poskim will draw the line in different places, but that general principle is one that we see in a couple of places. So how do we Poskim? So as we mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch cites Lashon the Rambam. Interestingly enough, even though Beis Yosef says, I don't understand this Rambam, he Poskins it. So the Mechaber quotes the Rambam, and therefore, Oichel from Oichel is going to be what only gets miyad. Right, like we said, Quinta Rashi, Ochel from Ochel should be mutter even Lachar's man. So, in a sense, if you wish, the Rambam's a Chumra. Now, the Rambam L'chora is also a Kula in the sense that, let's say you have Ochel from Ochel and you have subjective Psoles and it's Miyad. According to the Rambam, L'chora should be mutter. But according to Tosus, that's a Chiyuv Chatas. And in fact, that point is made by Rav David Arama in his Parish on the Rambam, cited by the Bir Halacha. So again, Rambam is a Chumrah and a Kula, vis-a-vis Taisis. Chumrah, that you're Chayev when it's Ochel and Ochel, Lachar's Man, even when there's no subjective, so less. Kula, that it's Mutter Miyad when there is subjective, so less. So in that case, if that's true, the Mechaber is being Mekel. Now the Ramah says no. You have to follow, you have to be Choshish for the Chumrah of Tosus at the very least. Right? The Ramah has a small addition to the Mechaber. Again, the Mechaber says, Hey, Lefanav Shnei Minei Ochlen, Murav and Bor Echa Mechad Umei Niach Lechol Miyad. But the Ramah adds, Hasheni Kedei. In other words, if you insert the Ramah, it's Bor echad me'echad u'meniach hasheni k'dei l'achol miyad. What's echad and sheni? So says the, explain the mefarshim, that means the tosus shita, that we're dealing here with subjective psolas, and therefore when you're talking about ochel from ochel miyad, it has to be you take the subjective ochel from the subjective psolas, as opposed to the reverse. So according to Ramah, then we have the chumras of Rambam and the chumras of Tosfos. In other words, Ochel me Ochel is always going to be Aser Lachar's Man, and even for Miyad, you have to take the subjective Ochel from the subjective Solas. And the Bir Halacha says, and maybe even the Rambam would agree. It's true that Reb David, you know, the Rambam doesn't say that, and that's not the way Reb David Arama read the Rambam, but it could be he would agree as well. So one way or the other, Lahalacha, we paskin that you'd have to be choshish for both chumras. Now, just minor hara from last time before we go on to the ikar topic of today. This was just the leftover from last time. This is one more, a little piece of leftover. Which is, the Gemara at the end has this fascinating idea that that Pizur is mutter, right? The Gemara says that it was Shabbos Rabibi. Shows you this Gemara that the Rebbe has to be Mishamish the Talmidim. So it was his turn to be Mishamish the Talmidim.
You might regret that.
His turn to be Mishamish the Talmidim. So he threw out the fruit together with the Pshaylas, and the Gemara says, I don't know what's the Pshat. Is the Pshat that Rabibi was Mesupik if the Pshat was that it was that it's Aser Mishum Borer, or it would otherwise have been Aser Mishum Borer, or is it because the Ayin Yafa Kamachave, and he was being generous by throwing it out that way? Now, what does this tell us back from the Chakir we talked about yesterday? If you define the Malacha as Siluk Psolas from Ochel, then we can understand why this is mutter. In other words, if you, even though over here, again, assuming that he did it for halachic reasons, not Ayin Yafa, right? But otherwise it would have been Aser Al Tzolchus Borer. So we can say this is mutter. Why? The Malach is, like the Balmor says, taking themselves from the Echel, and here you're not taking themselves from the Echel. It's true that when you're done, the Ochel themselves aren't Meravim anymore, but since you made it a non-Taroves without taking out the Psoles, that's great. But if you define the melacha as tikkun, so it's not at all clear that why this would be mutter. Now you could say, yeah, it's not too much better than before, even though the ochel and psoles are all totally separated from each other. There's no tareifus anymore, but still now it's like scattered throughout the table. But it's not so obvious, at the very least, that this would be mutter. And it's a much bigger chiddush, because l'maisa, borer is about separating the ochel and the psoles, or the ochel and the ochel. It's about separating, and that's exactly what you did. You separated it. It's true, now it's like spread out throughout your table. So there's a chiddush here. Many poskim say, though, l'maisa, based off this Gemara, you can, let's say, sort this way. Again, let's say you wash the dishes Friday night, and you want to sort the silverware, and you don't want to bother waiting till tomorrow. Your mother's going to get very annoyed. So you do this great thing. You like throw out the silverware all over the table, and you spread it out so that way there's no tarovas anymore, and then you could sort them. It's not so posh. Not all poskim are matir. If you take a look at the Dirshu, note 15, they quote from Rav Moshe as being megal to do this. But they quote Rav Yashiv and Rishl as being Machmir, and Rishlomo Zalman as an interesting pshara. One person could throw them, and another person could sort them, but you can't have the same person. Again, Rishlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv would be Matir Miyad, but not Lachar Zman. No. Again, you have to figure out then how to be the Gemara, because Gemara, at least Tosus points out, it's not talking about Miyad, because it was talking about Miyad. Everybody was all themselves as Mutter, right? The Gemara's talking about for Lachar Zman. I just mentioned that last time, and interestingly, I always thought it was Pashat that this is Mutter, but there are Machmirim. Okay. Because one person is, nobody's sorting. Now, there's one person just throwing it out all over the place, and then the other person is sorting a non-taroist, but you can't see it as two steps to one process.
So can I do one now and wait now?
Maybe, I don't know. Yesh lion, or if you, I don't know where to draw the line. It's interesting. Okay, so the topic of today's shiur is, why is it mutter whenever it's mutter, right? As we mentioned from the Gemara, we know that there are heterim, and there's a machlokas in the Gemara, when exactly it's mutter, miyad, biyad, ocha from Silas, whatever it is. So, whenever it's mutter, why is it mutter, right? So this is, of course, a big debate in Rishonim, and there's two general schools of thought. One is that it's not derech breira. For example, Rashi consistently takes this approach. Rashi writes, lav derech breira hi, relechol alter ein zed derech boirin, or Avel Biyad Lo Domi Lo Bogar Klal. Right, that's Rashi. Now, I don't think this means it's a shinoi. It's not a shinoi. For example, you would do this oftentimes during the week. You do it normally. It's not like biyad, right? Biyad is not like it's not klachar yad. Sometimes it would be a shinoi, but certainly not always. If you have miyad and biyad, even if it's a normal thing to do, it would still be mutter. So b'chorer what Rashi means, and again that sort of brings us back to similar to what we're saying before, maybe a little less radical, is that there's a certain surah of the malacha. And this is not the tzura. The tzura of the malacha is classical bo'er, and the more it's different from classical bo'er, right, the more, that's what Rashi means, it's lav derech b'erehu, it's ein derech b'erehu, so then the more it's going to be mutter. And when it's really different, it's going to be mutter, and when it's sort of different, maybe it'll be potter. And that's the basis of these heterim. So the heterim are lav derech b'erehu. Good. And that's also what Rashi says. That's why you know usually shinoi is probably asher d'rabbanan, but if it's really different, then it's even going to be mutter. Now, Rashi, one place you might be l'shitaso, is that Rashi is matir nafa la'altar, right? Now that has to be, I guess just to
controversial. No?
It is controversial. You're correct, but just to clarify, the other mahalich that we'll see in the Rishon in a moment is going to be that the terem are based off of derech achila. Now, if you're going to assume that the terem are based off derech achila, it's very hard to say that the nafa is going to be mutter, because the nafa is never derech achila, right? See, it happens to be la'altar. But nobody ever uses a sifter or a sieve or whatever these things are as part of the achila process. But if you're going to say that the hatter is because whenever it's miyad, it's lav derech breira, so then you can understand why it's lav derech breira. It's not derech achila, but it's certainly not derech breira, and that's why it's going to be mutter. Now, Tosvos disagrees with Rashi on this point, as Aaron alluded to. But Tosus himself and Dibur Maschil Boer also basically follows this halacha. He writes, Mashma de'och al mitoch psoles en derech reira bekach. Now, based off of this, Tosvos says that if the heter is because of en derech reira or shinoi or the like, then there's going to be a very interesting thing. Even though our Gemara tells us that och of psoles is okay, that's only when Ochor Himsolus is the abnormal way of doing things. But when Ochor Himsolus is the normal way to do things, it's going to be Chiyuv. And Tosus, to be Miyashiv Estira, says really what this is going to depend on is whether there's more Ochor or more Psolus. It's always the normal way to do things is to do the easier way, to take out whatever's less. So if there's more Ochor from Psolus, so that's where we say that then we would say psolas from ochel is going to be mutter, and when you have more ochel psolas from ochel, ochel from psolas, then we'll say ochel mitol psolas mutter psolas mitol ochel zaser. Why? I don't remember if I said it right, but the basic point is whatever is easier is what's chayiv, and whatever is abnormal because it's harder, that's what's going to be mutter. Right? In other words, the derech, right? So even though our Gemara says ochel psolas is mutter, that's hainu b'makom, where that's the harder way to do things, where there's more ochel than psolas. But otherwise, it would be psolas from ochel. Now, Tosvos is l'shitaso, in Dibraso velo, because he says that there's a tzad that ochel from psolas would be mutter even when it's not samach l'suda. In other words, maybe, if you said the heter is because of derech achila, so then if it's not samach, then it's pashat itzasu, there's nothing to talk about. But if you say it's because it's a mishunadik way to do it, so at least that's there's a tzad, that's the suffix of the Gemara, that it would be aser.
Right.
Now, just one last point, then I'll take a question. Now, even though this is the way Tosfos explains Rav Chista, the not Rav Chista, the explanation of why Ochel from Solus is mutter, Tosfos agrees that there's a concept of the Eretz Tzad Lahatir based off of Derech Achila. For example, Tosfos explains Rav Chista's view. We don't accept Rav Chista's view, but Rav Chista's view, that's Matir Pachus Mekashir, he says, what's the Tzad? Because it's Derech Achila. He just says that the heter of Ochel from Solas is because it's Lav Derech Breira, right? For example, I don't know how Tosfos would explain the heter of La'altar. I was theoretically could, you know, we know that Tosfos agrees to both possibilities, right? The heter being Derech Achila, like he uses to explain the Pachos Mikashir theory, and the heter of Lav Derech Breira, like he uses to explain the Ochum Tov Solas theory. I was surmising, but I don't know if this is what Dani was going to jump on, it's not Mochlef, that maybe if he understood that the heter of the fact that we have a tzad to be matir la'achar zman when it's oh well no that's good because that's the tzad we want to be matir la'achar zman ochel from solas. So if you say that's derech achila, it's hard to understand because it's not derech achila because it's la'achar zman. But if you say it's because of the shinoi, which Tosfos does say, so then it makes sense why at least we could have such a tzad.
So I thought that in the first stages of the Gemara, when the Gemara said Bo Bayom and Pachos Mikashir, the Gemara asks, are you allowed to be Bimbasho Pachos Mikashir?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought clear from that Gemara that it's not talking about a Lav Derech Breira part point in that Gemara.
Right.
So then you have to say that Gemara is Derech Achila, okay, from
yeah,
what Rebbe's saying.
That's exactly what Tosfos says. Tosfos
says
that
the
Hatter
Bo Bayom can't be a Gemara asks that question in Bo Bayom. You don't Bimbasho Bo Bayom. So the Havim in the Gemara is that it's a Derech Achila Hatter.
No, because who says Bishol is Derech Achila?
There's only
one place where Tosfos.
It's clearly not Derech Breira in that case. And the Gemara asks the same question in a Chanan. It could be a third head there, but it's definitely not Lav Derech Breira unless the Gemara for some reason was able to prove the Hagdar Lav Derech Breira, Lav Derech Bishol.
I don't know what that Havamina was. I agree. It's unclear. But all I'm saying is that the fact that there's a tzad that it's not true, right, works better, even Lamaisa, that there's a tzad that it's not true. In other words, that la'achar zman is mutter, as long as you have ocha mitoch psoles. So I'm explaining, why would that be? Because the heter of ocha from psoles is kaz, it's la derech breira, so that should be matir, even if it's la'achar zman. That's all I'm saying, right? If you held, like the Ramban, we're about to say in a moment, that the heter of ochel from solas is because it's derech achila, so it's harder to understand why that would be mutter la'achar zman.
But that, what I'm saying, is dependent on how to win the first stage.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Okay, good. Anyway, so what's the other tzad? Well, we mentioned Rashi and Tosfos. The other tzad, as we alluded to before, this is the Ramban and other Rishonim, is that the heter is because of Derech Achila, as opposed to a Shinoi. Now, the truth is that the Ramban doesn't use that Lashon. The Ramban's Lashon is Beter Tarchinan B'Isur Lo Tarchinan. The reason why Ochel from Psoles is Mutter, is as opposed to Psoles from Ochel, is because Beter Tarchinan. That's a very vague concept. I don't know. If I just had the Ramban, I would probably have no idea what that means. But the way the Shita L'Ran explains that Ramban is that what the Ramban means is Derech Achila. Lashon of the Shita L'Ran is Avel Lefisha Alech La'altek Shu Ochel Mitoch Psoles Eino Ela Derech Achila DeBeter Kasek. Right, so he's borrowing the Lashon of the Ramban and explaining that's Derech Achila. Vilay Psoles Mitoch Ochel Afil Echel La'altar Aser Deli Olam Uderech Reira V'chayav DeBeisura Kasek. So the Pshat in the Ramban, certainly explicitly in Iran, is that the heter of Ochum Tov Solas is because it's Derech Achila. I had a tzad that Rashi and Arach don't learn like this Ramban, First of all, we saw Rashi explicitly himself keeps on emphasizing lav derech breira. But from another thing that Rashi and the Rach both say, that they hold like Tosfos. Because remember, according to Tosfos, fundamentally, it's not a heter of ochal mitoch psoles. It's a heter of shinoi. Right? According to Ramban, that there's dafka ochal mitoch psoles. Right? Doesn't matter if there's more ochal, doesn't matter if there's more psoles. The heter is dafka ochal mitoch psoles. Why? Because that's derech achila. Right? That's the way. What do you do? How do you eat? You take what you want to put in your mouth, and you pick it up, and you put it in your mouth. Derech achila is always ochal mitoch psoles. Right? Derech breira is psoles mitoch ochal. So it doesn't matter what's more, what's less. Ochal mitoch psoles is a blanket hatter, as opposed to according to the Ramban, according to Tosfos, no, ochal mitoch psoles is not a blanket hatter. It's contextual. Sometimes ochal mitoch psoles is mutter, sometimes psoles mitoch ochal is mutter. More often than not, the hatter is going to be ochal from psoles, because more often than not, apparently, you have more ochal from psoles. But fundamentally, there's no difference. Right? Now, if you notice, Rashi and Rach, when being magdir, the malacha bairer, use ochal mitoch psolos and psolos mitoch toch ochal interchangeably, right? So, for example, Rashi on Ein Gimel Med Beis, when defining Zerber and Rocket, he says, kulam lach achasein lafish ochal min apsailas, right? Rashi in the Mishnah said, kulu chada hi del hafish psolos mitoch ochal nasa shloshtan, right? So, yeah, Rashi changes. If you learn like Tysus, it's fine that we would change, because fundamentally, there's no difference in ochal psoles and ochal. They're both the same. It's just the question is, do you do it normally? You know, is there more ochal or more psoles? And likewise, Rabbeinu Chananel on Ein Dalam Adalef says, Perish bor no to psoles mi ben ha'ochal, umashlech o nochadal ha'ochal mi ha'ochal psoles. In other words, either one, right? Interchangeably. So that works very nicely for Tosfos. It works very badly for the Ramban. Because according to Ramban, ochal mitoch psoles is lav derech breira, it's derech achila, and psoles mitoch ochal is derech breira. So that's maybe it's a nice diuk, but then turns out that there's a pirch on the Ramban, because the Gemara explicitly says, and this is what motivates Tosfos among other things. The Gemara explicitly says when defining what bor is in the context of the sugya of Mishamer, so it says ma darko shel bor ochal mitoch psoles, right? Okay, that line works very nicely for Tosfos. That's his raya. But what's Ramban going to do with that raya? And maybe whatever he's going to do with that raya, he'll say the same thing for Rashi and Rach. So what does Ramban do with that raya? In other words, there's a Mefurish Gemara against the Ramban. Right? This is Tosfos' raya against the Ramban. What's the raya against the Ramban? That the Gemara on Daf, where is it, Kuf Mem, defines the Milacha, of Borer as what? Taking ochal from psoles. For Tosfos, that's fine, right? Because 40% of the time, that's the classical way of doing boer. But for the Ramban, it's shver. Because the Ramban himself is nachas to this kasha. He quotes Tosfos' answer. It's on $9 Ralph. And he says, I'll tell you the pshat over there. Sometimes, ochal from psoles is classical boer. For example, you use a kli. In other words, ochal from psoles is mutter because it's derech achila, right? But it's not always derech achila, like we said before. If you use a nafa, it's not derech achila. Ochal from psoles, when it's miad and biad, is derech achila. Ochal from psoles, when it's using a nafa, or maybe for a lachar's man, it's not derech achila, it's derech breira. So that lashon is fine for the Ramban. In which case, again, I don't know, there's no raya from Rashi or Rach anyway. Again, Rashi Shita is clear regardless, but you can't prove anything from there. Good. So, what time is it? Basically out of time. Let's just do one last para, which is, let's assume for a moment that the hatter is derech achila. Now, by the way, I think the Rashi Shita works actually better for Ramban because of his expanded, the way he defines derech achila as the meal, and specifically with Lashon, the Rach's Lashon, it's an Ayin Dal and a base, at least in my version, is my time de Malach Nachshav is Asher Taira. I love Malach Nachshav. See, de Lo Kamachavin be Malacha El Lachila Babad. Right, the reason why these are Tera Mutter is because you're Machavin Lachila. So sounds like the Rambam. So that's another Rishon L'Chayra that learns like the Ramban. And I think the way it defines Miyad as Kedei L'Ochel La'altar Al Shulchan works much better for that definition. I don't know if it's Mukhrach, but it's easier. Now, once we're quoting that Ramban, so that Rach, so this is a very interesting part, which is Mechadesi that Derech Achila is Mutter, right? Who told you? Okay, but it's a great habit, Derech Achila. Asma. So, the truth is, I would have said it's because it's not malacha. In other words, the Torah asered malacha. The Torah didn't aser eating in a normal fashion. And when you're misasik be'achila, and you're miskaving tachila, so that's mutter. That's not malacha, right? As opposed to you're miskaving malacha, like the opposite case, right? When it's lo bayom, it's nasik or lo, so that's the opposite. Anyway, but the Rach himself adds a kenech, and he, again, when explaining this, he writes, the high lav le melech machshevesi, de lo kamachavein be melech alach il bovad. How does this have to do with melech machsheves? Because melech machsheves teaches me, as we've seen, that everything is tully in your kavana. And so when you're machavein lachil, it's mutter. Right? Now, I guess we're sort of out of time, but we'll make this note, we'll begin with this next time, which is, if the heter is derech achila, then maybe it should only be mutter for ochlim, right? You can apply the heter of derech achila for non-ochel, right? Assuming that there's borer for non-ochel, we said at the very least Rashi tells us it's borer for non-ochel, so can there be, will these haterim work for non-ochel? So something to think about. Yes?